Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of She Likes to Talk. I'm your host, Steph Janine, and today we're diving into a topic that might seem a bit unusual, but is something we all experience in some form or another, parasocial relationships. Now, I know when you hear parasocial, you might be thinking, what does that even mean? Or, I've never heard that term before. Well, by the end of this episode, you'll have a much clearer picture of what parasocial relationships are, why they've become so prominent in our digital world, and how they affect us for better or worse. So let's get into it. What are parasocial relationships? Let's start with the basics. Parasocial relationships refer to one-sided connections that people form with media personalities, like celebrities, influencers, or even characters in TV shows or movies. These relationships feel real to the person experiencing them, but they're completely asymmetrical. In other words, while the person may feel close to the celebrity or influencer, the other side has no awareness of them. It's like when you watch your favourite YouTuber, follow an influencer on Instagram, or binge watch a series on Netflix. Over time, you might start feeling like you know these people personally, like they're your friends, even though you've never met them and they don't know who you are. That's the essence of a parasocial relationship. Now, parasocial relationships aren't exactly new. They've existed for decades, even back when people were obsessed with radio shows, TV programs, or movie stars. But in the age of social media, these relationships have exploded in both number and intensity. The reason? Social media and streaming platforms allow fans to interact with celebrities on a much more personal level. You might comment on an influencer's post, reply to their tweet, or watch a live stream where they're speaking directly to the audience. These interactions create an illusion of intimacy, and over time, that can evolve into a sense of friendship. For example, let's say you watch a YouTuber who posts daily vlogs. They share their routines, their struggles, and triumphs, and sometimes in a raw and unfiltered ways. You feel like you're part of their journey, and maybe you start feeling like they're your friend because you know so much about their life. But here's the catch. They don't know you at all. It's a one-way connection, which is what makes it parasocial. So why do we form these types of relationships? Why do we form these one-sided relationships in the first place, you might ask? Well, as human beings, we're naturally social creatures. We crave connection, empathy, and companionship. But sometimes due to circumstances like physical distance, introversions, or even the modern day hustle of our lives, forming real deep connections with people can be tough. This is where parasocial relationships come in. They provide a sense of connection without the need for face-to-face interaction. You get to feel like you're part of someone's life and they offer you a sense of belonging without the complexities of a two-sided friendship. It's essentially a shortcut to an emotional connection that can be quite comforting. Now let's look at the positives. Believe it or not, there are some positive aspects of parasocial relationships. Let's talk about some of them. Emotional support. For many people, parasocial relationships can offer comfort. If you're feeling down or isolated, tuning into a character or personality you love can be assuring. Maybe they're dealing with similar struggles, or they offer advice that resonates with you. In a way, these creators can provide a sense of community, even if it's not in a traditional two-sided relationship. Inspiration and motivation. Parasocial relationships can be motivating too. Think about a fitness influencer who inspires you to hit the gym, or the entrepreneur who's showing you what it takes to build a successful business. They might not know you, but their content can fuel your ambition and help you stay focused on your own goals and dreams. Positive impact on mental health. Some research suggests that parasocial relationships, when healthy, can actually help combat feelings of loneliness and isolation. Having someone there, even if it's just via screen, can offer a sense of comfort. And when that person shares relatable struggles or triumphs, it can help us feel understood. And now for the negative sides of parasocial relationships. But it's not all sunshine and roses. There are darker sides of these relationships, especially when they become obsessive and unhealthy. For example, unrealistic expectations. One of the biggest pitfalls of parasocial relationships is that they can create unrealistic expectations. If you get too invested in someone's online persona, it's easy to forget that these influencers or celebrities are still human beings, with their own flaws and imperfections. Sometimes fans develop expectations that these personalities are supposed to live up to in an idolized version of themselves. When reality sets in, for example, if the influencer has a personal struggle or makes a mistake, it can lead to disappointment or even anger. Emotional dependency. In some cases, parasocial relationships can turn into emotional dependency when people start relying too heavily on these one-sided connections for emotional fulfillment. It can prevent them from seeking out and cultivating real-life relationships. This can lead to increased feelings of isolation, depression, and anxiety. The illusion of a connection. It's easy to forget that these relationships are one-sided. Sometimes people may begin to think of these influencers or celebrities as true friends, which can cause disappointment when the connection is never reciprocated. It's important to remember that while you might feel like a bond is there with these individuals, they don't know you in the way a friend or loved one would. And let's look at how to maintain a healthy balance. So, how can we enjoy parasocial relationships without letting them negatively impact our lives? Here are a few tips. Keep perspective. Remember, the relationship is one-sided. It's okay to enjoy someone's content and feel inspired by them, but don't expect them to fulfill all your emotional needs. Acknowledge that the connection is not reciprocated, and don't place expectations on these figures as if they're real friends. Don't forget to prioritize real connections. Parasocial relationships can't replace the genuine connections we have with friends, family, or colleagues. Make sure to invest in relationships where you can engage on a deeper level, share experiences, and have a two-way connection. Balance is key. Set healthy boundaries. If you find that you're becoming overly obsessed or emotionally dependent on a character or personality, it's a good idea to step back for a bit. Set boundaries on your consumption, whether it's limiting screen time or following a variety of influencers rather than just your favourite one. This can help you maintain perspective and avoid falling into unhealthy patterns. Parasocial relationships are a fascinating aspect of our digital lives, and while they can offer emotional support, inspiration, and connection, they can also come with their own set of challenges. It's important to remember that these relationships are one-sided and to balance them with real-life connections. The key is enjoying these relationships for what they are without allowing them to replace or overshadow the rich, multifaceted relationships we build in the real world. Well, that's it for today's episodes. I hope it helped you understand the phenomenon a bit more and gave you some food for thought. If you've ever had a parasocial relationship or know someone that has, I'd love to hear about it. Drop me a comment or send me a DM. You can find me at Steph Janine on Instagram. Anyway, as always, thank you for listening to She Likes to Talk. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, take care of yourself and remember, real connection is just a conversation away. Take care. Bye.